Here we are again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're doing what we always do. We're talking to entrepreneurs, and that's what I do 24/7. If you have people you know that have interesting stories, please contact us at Radio Entrepreneurs, excuse me, or contact me directly at the letter J, Davis, at mageusa.com. That's Jeffrey Davis at mageusa.com, and that's my consulting firm. But our next guest is Karen Osborne of Restream. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
So tell us about Restream.
So Restream is a green logistics company that provides services to any and all size companies, corporations, on the with their facilities in assisting with sustainable moving products and recycling, electronic recycling, shredding, decommissioning, and recycling is a real big focus of ours. We actually had a previous business where we did certain parts before, and we've started up again. So,
commercial, residential,
commercial, both? Commercial. There's some residential. There is a need for residential, and I always have to kind of tie it back to my previous little stint. And since when I first started in this world in 1991, there was no moving equipment, crate rental, reusable crate rental companies. So the residential service end of it has popped, and there's a lot more around the country, but we just do that if people come to us. We don't actually market to that. So we're commercial-based. We are going after corporate America.
Now, you used to be in a similar business, correct?
Yeah, right. It was called Rent-A-Crate. That
right.
was my baby.
We knew Rent-A-Crate.
Yes.
Many,
that
many,
was my baby.
Many, many years ago, I was in a business group with Rent-A-Crate.
Right. Oh, okay. A networking group?
Yeah, long.
Oh,
long
who was
ago.
It? Do you remember? Was it the...
A gentleman.
The Englishman?
Could be.
A Mike, yep.
But it's over 20 years ago, is
right.
that right?
Right. We started that in 1991.
Right.
And then had the event and sold it in 2007.
So you can take the Rent-A-Crate out of the girl, but you can't take the girl out of the Rent-A-Crate.
Right.
Something like that.
Right. Something like that.
Why'd you go back into the business?
I'm still trying to figure that. No, sanity check. The way I keep putting it is, I love the beach, but I can't sit there for too long, and I thought I was just too young. And
the beach gets pretty depressing if you only have beach.
Right. Well, if you see plastic bottles pulling up, floating up onto it too, it gets a little depressing. So,
right.
I really the story's not done. And when we started it in 1991, really nobody wanted to hear anything about environmentally friendly. It was just, oh, that's expensive. How can we do it? We wanted
right.
convenience. So we were like, we had three heads. And really, people looked at us like we were crazy. You think we're going to use a reusable plastic crate instead of a box? So off we went and plotted and worked hard and built it up. And so the point of that is that when we then sold, then all of a sudden everybody started talking about sustainability and the whole LEED program.
So you just sold.
Right, with USG, which is, that's great. I'm happy for that. So, in USGBC, really kind of came into its own.
Did you leave immediately on the purchase, or did you stay for a while?
Well, if I can politely put it, after they finished extracting from my brain what they needed to know.
Well, that's what they do.
We were managed out with
them. Not just them.
We were managed out with about 6 months.
Yeah, but that's
maybe a little bit longer.
That's what acquirers do. They want their
right.
team in there.
Right, and they, right. But it's a great business. It's a great business model. And so it wasn't finished yet. That's part of why I went back
right.
into it. There's a lot more work to do. Corporate America we're incredibly wasteful. And we've got some really exciting things that we're doing to help try and make change.
You still have some of your original team with you?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, everybody that's come to join me was my original team. And we've just started in the last 6 months to the year hiring in new people, which is, quite frankly, with all due respect to all of everybody that's been with me for a long time, some 25 years, some 10 years, some 15 years. But it's nice to get some new people in. It starts to wake us all up a bit.
Fresh new culture.
Yeah, right.
You get to learn from it's like a second marriage.
Right.
You got to learn from your mistakes.
Well,
right?
We're very used to each other, and you get
right.
kind of, right. So it's nice to kind of kick it up a bit.
Do you have partners this time?
I have a couple of the employees. They have shares in the business, and we had a profit sharing plan before, and we'll do that again.
Right.
So I look forward to when I get in that position to really roll that out. So yeah, a couple of the key. My brother, Billy, is in the business with me, Bill Osborne. As some people know as Big Bill, he was the guy that was all over the crates and standing on them and in the previous world. So he's
right.
a character. So he's.
And you're not?
No, I'm kind of dull. I'm a little.
Hard to believe.
Quiet.
So this is not a business that's dominated by national players yet?
That's an interesting question. You know, what we do is we provide a suite of services that one-stop shops of approach, where there's a lot of people doing one thing or another of what we do, but not all of what we do, which is what we set out to actually accomplish at Rent-A-Crate too. But we had still a long way to fulfill the vision. So there's nobody else on a national level doing what we do with all of the, again, underneath the umbrella of the Green Logistics, which is exciting and opportunistic. So before we rolled it out to 14 locations across the country, and it's my goal to get to 25.
Wow, so you're now going to compete with your old business.
Well, you could put it that way, perhaps. It's just, you know, we're doing more in different things. They went off into a different direction.
Right.
They more or less went off into the office supply industry.
Right.
So, and I wish them the best of luck. We left behind a great company. That's a good thing.
So tell us about the future of this industry, why it's so important.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, right now we're working on a project. We just finished a great project with Partners Healthcare, which we're actually doing some articles with them. And they just took 14 locations all around, you know, Massachusetts, greater Boston. And I don't know if you're familiar with, they merged them all into one location in Somerville. And in that exercise, we got involved with recycling and repurposing all of their office supplies. So we've been doing this for some couple of years now, but now we're really starting to launch it to the next level. And we have this shop that we've created that schools, nonprofits can come in and they actually get to shop for free. So I tell that story because that's just the beginning of a tip of an iceberg of how incredibly wasteful the office world is. When we moved to new locations, which I've been centered around that now for almost 30 years.
You saw me throwing out boxes when you walked in here.
Oh, it's,
I was setting you up.
It's but now it's beyond the boxes. It's just insane right. How much, you know. So partners, we've got, it's drawers full of staplers and paper clips and reams of paper and even just the recycling bins. You know, we've had some great success stories with some of the schools. A school came in from Charlestown and they take the bins and it's a great way to educate the kids, because they're trying to teach them how to recycle, and they use little small bins to bring the stuff out to the bigger bins. So it's just, we've got so much work to do. We need a lot of change in this whole area, and it's endless. And we're not getting much better at consuming less. We're actually consuming more.
Wow.
And packaging is a huge industry that makes enormous money. So we've got to reduce packaging. We've got to product stewardship. Yeah, so you're going to get me going now.
No, I think that's good. That's what we want. We want right. You to get going.
Right, so it's just, there's a lot of work to do.
So are there certain things you want businesses to think about that they haven't been thinking about? Would you like to get that message across?
I would like to see them imagine more of the solution, and that it's not as unattainable or it's not that hard to reach as they think. And it's little tiny steps. And what goes on in the office world now is you tend to have this one hero or heroine or leader that will, and again, we are centered around shifting when there's change in the office environment. So you'll have one person that really wants to make sure that all doesn't end up in the dumpster and they're going to help recycle it. But if you don't have that person on that team, then that tends to go by the wayside. It's an afterthought. And we have to kind of incorporate it into as we're changing the space. And then we actually do composting. So you have a huge problem of education. If we're going to try and recycle, we have a huge problem of contamination. This is a huge problem across the board and very much in the curbside recycling of municipalities, okay? So if we're going to go to all this work and then to have 35% of it is ending up being contaminated, so we've got to get busy on educating more and that it's just not that much work. It's just something we really need to do. It's really an investment into the future.
Wow.
And I'm not the biggest tree hugger either, okay? So I'm just trying to offset my carbon footprint. No, I'm just teasing. But it's just a lot of work. And it shouldn't, you know, there's one job we're doing right now. You go into the universities, and the universities go into the dorms now. So it's a institutional side of a residential thing. They go into the residential dorms, right? They take out trailer loads of stuff that's left behind. You can't imagine. Fans, computers, printers, shoes, clothes that the kids just leave behind. Now, if you know, some of our parents might be thinking, how can you leave that behind? But now the schools don't know what to do with this. And for some time, it's just been going into the dumpster. Or
right.
Some are getting really clever. Harvard University, for example, is great at this. And they work with, you know, Planet Aid. They work with various charities that then get this redistributed to people that need it. So what we're starting to do is we bring the purge bins in. And the students, when they're packing up their rooms, they don't want it. Instead of it just being left behind or going into a dumpster, it gets put there. Then we bring it, and we bring it back to people that need it. So.
Good. If somebody wants to find you, Karen, and also Restream, how would they do that?
Okay, they can. The website is restream.com. It's got a hyphen, R-E-S-T-R-E-A-M.com. Or they can call our headquarters in Waltham, which is 781-899-0059.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show. Will you come back again as things develop?
Sure, sure. Great. Oh, let's not forget, we're a woman-owned business. So.
Right.
Minority business, that's a big one.
And you know what? That was obvious, but I forgot it. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been interviewing Karen Osborne from Restream. Used to be, for those in the Boston area who remember, the Rent-A-Crate business. This is version 2.0, hopefully much, much better, and more to come. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.